ang sagot niya. Sumunod na lang tayo sa batas para walang problema.
Would I consider it a protest? Yes, definitely.
I don't know. You know, it felt like a party to me. A really unusual party. The atmosphere was festive, but people were also tense because they really weren't sure what was going to happen next.
Mula po sa Quezon City, ako si Robbie Alampay, Puma Podcast.
And I'm Ted Te, former Supreme Court spokesperson and host of the podcast, Te Talks.
And in this special series of Teka Teka, we look back at events that have taken place during the ongoing COVID lockdown. And we talk about how they've impacted not on public health, not on the economy, but on the rights and freedoms of Filipinos.
So, let's talk about that protest on Independence Day, last June 12. People called it a mañanita, which is an old tradition where people serenade a birthday celebrant at dawn. Mañana, the Spanish term.
Now, this protest took place in response to government's very controversial Anti-Terrorism Act. Congress had just passed the controversial law, and by then it was up for signing by President Duterte. Philippine Independence Day came, and groups seized the opportunity to protest, to urge government not to pass the law. Ted, you and I were actually there at the University of the Philippines when this happened.
Yes, I was. I was with a group of lawyers, law students, and activists and advocates. And we were there on alert, on call, in case, you know, something happened, in case the police came in and started to make arrests.
Protesters had been planning their gathering for days. Invitations were sent out over social media. Decorations even were set up in the campus the day before. Everyone knew that a protest was going to take place. But the night before, this happened.
The government stands firm. Mass gatherings are not allowed amid the ongoing health crisis. Justice Secretary Minardo Guevara on Thursday asserted that rallies are temporarily banned solely for public health reasons.
Well, yes, the guidelines were issued and they said people could not gather in groups of more than 10 and that people would need to physically distance from each other because of COVID-19. But I think they went beyond that, the police rather, because the very next day, June 12, they took preemptive action in basically blocking the entrance to University Avenue to make sure that people were either deterred from entering or were delayed from entering.
Ted, your team of paralegals was briefed about this, correct? You anticipated that governments could take action against the protesters.
We were actually talking about that as a possibility. You know, we didn't even know that they had plans of doing that. And so the very next morning, one of the paralegals said, "Sir, what we talked about is actually happening. There are police outside University Avenue."
But the protest did go on as planned. Hundreds of protesters made it into the university campus. Some were denied entry. But I guess one lingering question is, was it even legal for government to ban protests? To be fair, the virus is in fact still very much out there.
You know, under our existing system, no, the constitutional system, there are two parts to yung freedom of speech, expression, and peaceable assembly. Una, yung content, no, yung sinasabi, nilalaman ng sinasabi. Ang pangalawa, yung pamamaraan. No. So, in terms of the content, it's pretty clear. Government cannot take preemptive action to bar any content. Ang technical term dyan, prior restraint. No, that's outright censorship. Bawal yan. Now, yung pamamaraan, that's subject of regulation, not prohibition. Pwedeng i-regulate in the sense na ang tinatawag doon, time, place, and manner, TPM. So it was also a testing ground for equal protection and fairness. Kung pinapayagan nyo, no, hindi nyo paparusahan yung pulis na magmanyanita in clear defiance of the regulations, eh bakit kami, no, hindi nyo papayagan? So that was the message that was being sent. And I thought it was an inspired idea to use that word, no, mananita. Because again, galing sa kanila yon. I hate it when you call me terrorista. Pero forgiving sa nagmanyanita. You know this is a joke, la la la. Problema nyo'y malala.
Indeed, and now it is the general public, common Filipinos, who are having to live with and under the fallout of that event. An actual violation of quarantine rules was committed by the police. They got away with what critics now see as a slap on the wrist. While in the days following that controversy, a protest over a larger anti-terror law had the full weight of government sending a strong message to the public that any gathering, even once more disciplined than the party that police organized, will not be tolerated. All under the rationale of protecting the people in the time of COVID. Supremely ironic, and as activists and rights advocates now say, very troubling. This story is part of a Pan-Asian series on rights as affected by COVID. This was a project initiated by International Media Support. Follow Teka Teka on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen. This episode was produced by Kat Ventura. It was edited by Mark Casilian.
Also, follow Te Talks on Facebook for updates on our legal podcast. Thanks for listening.